Fasting is a spiritual discipline practiced by Christians all over the world, and your local church might even be doing it at the start of every year. The church that I go to practices a fast for everybody at the start of the year for 5 days, and then we have a mid-year prayer and fasting as well for 3 days. Essentially, it's a spiritual discipline that goes alongside prayer as an act of humility and consecration and a way to hear God better. Here are 5 quick reasons why fasting is a good thing, and then I'm gonna go over how I usually do my fast at the start of the year. Firstly, Jesus himself fasted. One of the more popular stories in the Bible when he fasted was when he went to the wilderness to be tempted. And the reason that he fasted and went into the wilderness was to prepare himself for the work that he was going to do for God. He was about to begin his formal ministry where he would be healing people, he'd be preaching and teaching and telling parables, doing a lot of miracles, calming the storm, feeding the 5,000. And he knew that fasting makes us spiritually strong, and it also prepares us to do God's work. Basically, when we deny ourselves of natural cravings and worldly distractions, we become more sensitive to God's voice. This brings me to reason number 2. Fasting makes us more sensitive to the voice of God and to the Holy Spirit. If you're looking to hear from God, then there's no better place to hear Him than in His Word. And experiencing physical hunger is usually a way to stimulate spiritual hunger for His Word. Because I believe that God is always speaking. It's just that we are not always listening. Thirdly, fasting is an act of humility and consecration. In the Bible, before any big events or major things would happen, the Israelites would consecrate themselves for that event or for that happening. For example, right before a journey in the book of Ezra, chapter 8, verse 21, it says, "Then I proclaimed the fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before God to seek from Him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our goods." When we want to ask for something from God, it's important to humble ourselves first. And fasting is our way of not just telling God, but even telling ourselves that just as we are dead without food, we're also spiritually dead without God. I don't know if this is just me, but I tend to notice a pattern in my life where I like to get self-dependent, I like to get independent, and I stop depending on God and trusting Him for the things that I need. I feel like everything's under my control, that I am sovereign, but it's really God at the end of the day. Fourthly, fasting brings revival. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Not just in the Bible, but throughout church history as a whole, God has brought revival and delivered nations from destruction in response to prayer and fasting. If you're looking for spiritual revival in your life, in your family, in your household, maybe even in your community or nation, fasting just might be the spiritual practice that helps bring you to that point by God's grace. Lastly, fasting is healthy. I mean, that's why IF is so popular. Fasting not just cleans your digestive system, but it also activates different processes in your body that clean your cells. There's this thing that I was reading about lately. I'm not an expert, but I heard of autophagy, which, based on how I understand it, because your cells are lacking in the normal food that they usually get, they start to eat up the waste products in the cell. Fasting is also very healthy for your mind because it develops self-discipline. I'm not gonna dive any deeper into this topic because I'm not an expert. If you're more familiar with the physical and mental benefits of fasting, please comment down below so that I can learn from you too. So ako, how do I fast? Well, I start by reading the Bible and praying even days before the fast begins. You want to be preparing your heart and your spirit and maybe even your tummy for the fast ahead. Get out your pen and notebook, journal, and ask God what kind of fast He might be calling you to do now. What are some things in your life that are distracting you too much or that you naturally crave for that you can set aside for a week or 5 days or 3 days or however long your church does it, and instead fix your eyes on God? Common types of fasts will include liquid fasts, which is probably for the majority of people in my circle. Basically, you stop eating solid food and you restrict yourself to just eating soup, drinking shakes and smoothies. I mean, it's still healthy, and you don't get to satisfy your craving for, let's say, chicken joy or fries or whatever. But you still get ample sustenance, especially if you are busy working or doing other things. Super hardcore people do water fasts. It's not gonna make God love you more or make God listen to you more, but it's also gonna tell your spirit more effectively that you need God more than anything and anyone. Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. I know of some athletes and extra busy people who do one meal a day fasts. Those are super okay as well. Daniel fasts are also on the table, which is when you only eat fruits and vegetables and salad and things like that. Another fast that's growing in popularity is a social media fast, because we get so distracted by social media these days. And a lot of us pick up our phone and our Facebook, Instagram sooner than we pick up our Bibles when you wake up in the morning. Of course, there are more ways to fast. You can fast from video games, you can fast liquid one day, water the next day, and then one meal the day that you have something very important. But what's essential is that we remember what Jesus said. If anyone wants to be his disciple, he must deny himself. Training our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to deny ourselves of natural cravings is a great way to do that. It's a couple days in for the fast in our church, but it's not too late to join. So in the description, I'm going to be linking the devotional from which I got all the information that I just told you, as well as a link where you can find access to prayer meetings that our church is having every day. And that brings me to the last part, and the part that you cannot leave out. You have to be praying while you're fasting. It's a time of deepening your relationship and your intimacy with the one who created you. It's a time of communion, of gratefulness, of asking God for what you need, of trusting that He will provide for you, and of upholding your faith in Him by God's grace, even when it's hard. So one very important thing that we do at church is that we get prayer partners. We ask each other for our prayer requests and even faith goals for the year, and we pray for them every single day as the fasting progresses. If you're still here at the end of this video, thank you very much. I really appreciate that you stuck around until the end of the video. Feel free to leave a prayer request in the comment section. It doesn't have to be super personal. It doesn't have to be super specific. Whatever you're comfortable with. But rest assured that I'm going to read that comment and I'm going to pray for you. As always, have a great day. One of these-